It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
What an interesting job.
Very.
This is a very interesting job. You learn so much every day about things, and people, relationships, everything. You know.
I don't even work here.
I know you don't. I know you don't. I know.
I feel comfortable. I'm a very open person anyways. Like today, you know, went to the doctor's appointment and the doctor's like, just so you know, you're going to sign this. Is it okay if we have like med students and these other people in the room? I'm like, I'm going to be under. I don't care.
Laura's having a procedure.
Yeah. And it's on private areas. So I'm like, I don't care. I'll be all strapped up and sleeping.
Yeah.
For whoever you want to invite in.
Meanwhile. Yeah. Meanwhile, this doctor's setting up a Patreon.
Mechanic. I got my mechanic. What's his name? What's his name, Scotty? My mechanic, Lou.
Big Lou.
Big Lou's gonna come in. He likes the show. He listens to the show. I told him, you are my. No, they don't do any of that stuff.
But, I don't think they know who I am. They were all confused when I said, they're like, so when you go to the bathroom, are you quick? I was like, yeah, I'm quick. I have to walk down the hall, get a cup of coffee, and go pee all in a matter of 4 minutes and 20 seconds. And the woman was looking at me going, I don't get
very
it.
Very specific number.
Yeah. She's very forthcoming. Laura is, ask her the question, she'll give you the answer. Yeah. Even if you are not prepared
for it. She's an open book.
Yeah.
And the woman, the nurse that was my pre-op nurse today, she's like, yeah, you have that timed out. And I go, well, it's commercial breaks. And I told her, you know, I'm in radio. And she goes, oh, just so you know, after this is all done, might be 3 months before you can actually go fast again. I said, yeah. Oh, she goes, you have to have patience. I said, I don't know.
The wrong person.
It should be interesting.
Yeah.
So look, without getting into specifics, like Laura is going to be, she'll be out for a while. And how long? I don't know.
Couple hours.
Yeah. Like for her, it's like, I'll be back tomorrow. And you're like, no,
they
you won't be.
No. Yeah.
And she gets frustrated with that. And I'm like, look, that's part of what you have to deal with getting older. You have to be realistic in that if you go in to have something done, there is going to be a time where you have to give your body a break.
Yeah.
Regardless of what it is.
You know her.
Yeah, I know. But
even
Rogel
said to me last week, and he goes, I don't want to make you mad, or like, I'm not saying like that you're weak or anything like that. And he was all afraid to bring it up. He goes, but you've never taken off 2 weeks. But I did. I did after childbirth. They made me take off.
They made me.
Take off some time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening to them because I don't want it to backfire on the other end.
Yes.
I have this.
Listen to them.
What do you mean by the other end?
Well, see, I have this nightmare that I'm walking through the grocery store, and I'm like an alien. Everything falls out, and people are looking at me. And the guy's standing there with a mop, and I'm like, I don't know what to do. So I have this horrible fear.
Is that an actual dream you have?
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
Yeah,
nightmare.
Well, clearly it's
happens.
A nightmare.
I know what aisle in Market Basket. Every time I go to Market Basket, I'm like, oh, this is my nightmare.
Aisle.
This is where I
wow,
lose it.
Wow, dude.
So that's because of this nightmare, I'm going to listen to them and take the 2 weeks that
they told
me.
Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something.
Because I don't want to fall out.
And this is interesting because we have this conversation at my house all the time about people changing and how, you know, like people when they get older, elderly people can tend to, the filter comes off. Y'all know, right? The filter comes off.
Yes.
And well, they say what they think. They don't care, blah, 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 blah. And I just call bullshit on it.
Mm.
Just because I'm like, I don't think you can ever stop. You know, you can never just, it's not okay to just not change.
Exactly.
And there are things that you just aren't acceptable. I believe when an elderly person gets really rude, that I believe that it's okay to say, that's not acceptable.
Yeah, you can't just say that's how they grew up.
Right. That's not acceptable, you know? And as my parents got older, I've dealt with it a couple of times. Like, and it's normal. It happens with everybody. And I think it's okay to challenge them on it, you know? It's not a relationship ender because you got to understand what they're going through, blah, blah, blah. So my question to you is, you have no patience.
You know.
Wait, Just, yeah, you have no patience.
You have no patience to even let Greg finish what he was saying.
You don't like, no, but I just want to, I want to get it out because it's not negative about you. It's just that you have a very set way of doing things. And at some point in your life is going to change. Do you think that you will be able to change that part of you that makes those things more difficult? Do you think you will be able to slow down, listen to the doctors, and not push it? So you can come back in superhuman time.
I'm going to listen this time. I listened with my hernia surgery. I think I came in, I probably came in a little too soon. Remember, I had to hold that pillow because they...
Well, there you go.
But this time I can't drive right. So we'll see what happens.
And the reason...
See, there
the
you
reason,
go. I don't know.
The reason why...
No.
I
can't.
Yeah.
The reason why I asked Laura this is Laura is a... I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there, girl. She got in a serious car wreck, and that was like the one time that she didn't make it to work.
Right.
And
right.
And she's also the one that will be like, hey, Kelly's not here because he got COVID, and she'll be like, pussy. There's no reason why. So Laura has also set the bar very high where after COVID, now we can do the shows from different locations
right.
and be fine. So when I asked Laura that, I was wondering because she's the one that will be like, so, I mean, why didn't you go to work? Why weren't you at work yesterday? Well, it hurt my ankle, pussy.
Yeah.
You can still talk. So Laura is very much the person that has set the bar where you go. Because after I had my kidney stone, they said, you're going to be uncomfortable for the next 24 hours. I'm like, well, what does that mean? They're like, you're going to be still constantly going to the bathroom every few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't sleep that night. The whole time I'm laying there, I'm going, all I hear in my head is, really?
Pussy.
Not my voice. Not my voice.
No, but Laura going, really?
Couldn't make it in.
Pussy.
You did a great job broadcasting from home. And I asked them if I could, I said, if I have my microphone. And they said, just be aware if maybe on the second week, if you do feel up to being on the air. Number one, you're going to be so tired. You're going to have to let your body rest because you're healing. Number two, if you do have to go to the bathroom, you might be gone for 15 minutes because those first few weeks are going to be a little tough.
Yeah. Look, clearly, I cannot stress this enough. Yeah. And Jimmy, this is a woman who's like, COVID's not going to get me down. She's got it like five times.
Guess what?
She's got like five times.
Bring me down?
Well, no, it didn't.
That first time... It was a little iffy. They didn't have anything.
Laura feels like if she doesn't show up, she feels like she's not doing her job, and she feels like she's going to get looked down upon if she takes a day off or she's sick. And I'm like, that's not how this operates.
Right.
You don't have to do that. We're lucky that we have this insular kind of group of us where we just kind of take care of our own.
Yeah.
Where we don't have to follow necessarily the rules of the company.
Right.
We do follow them, but I'm just saying.
But there's a work ethic thing here in this room, and it's, you know, as it gets towards that side of the table, it's not the same as it is over, you know what I'm saying, over here.
It's
okay.
I think we're in a great place, as in, it is cool that if somebody can't make it, they're still doing the job. I mean,
right.
I joked with some of the sales staff. I'm like, where were you? Oh, I got COVID. I couldn't. And I'm like, really? We got COVID and still did the show.
Yeah.
And you know, would give them crap like that. Because we were like, hey, you know what? I don't feel great right now. I'll do the show. I can sleep all day.
The whole level of when it all started, like when each of these guys were hired, the thing I always said was, people may work here.
Mm-hmm.
We're here.
Yeah.
Like you have to, we will work as a unit and everything like that. But you have to commit, you know what I mean, kind of thing. But at the same time, I got you.
Yep.
If you're out, I got you. Don't you worry. You take the time, whatever. I got you. But Laura is struggles with that.
And for the amount of stuff that goes on here, not just on the air, just the amount of work that you guys do, there should be five or six more people doing this job, right? Mm. And you guys all take that and take a piece of it. And people that are listening don't understand that when the microphone's off, we're not just... You know, sitting around smoking, eating donuts.
Yeah,
right.
Oh, they think 10:05 we're gone.
Yeah, you guys are doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, you're not landing planes.
Right.
So if you're sick, take the day off.
Exactly. That's my point.
Yeah.
There's a certain sickness that with the kidney stone. They clocked me at 84 times. I went and used the bathroom in the 7.5 hours I was there. The woman's like, I've got you down for 84 times that you went to the bathroom.
How do you get that gig?
No kidding. Who's measuring it? Are they a clicker?
She was the nurse.
Somebody at the door click.
She was the nurse at the thing. She goes. I just kept
Coach Belichick. Do it again.
But the thing is, what you said is exactly right. It's just freaking radio and relax. Nobody's judging you. And you've certainly beyond
going in for major surgery.
No, you have nothing you have to worry about. You know,
you just know me. I'm the hardest on myself.
My question is though, is and this is what only time will tell because you won't answer the question, which is. Will you be able to relax a little bit and not be so uptight about that?
I'm going to have to be, but it's going to suck. The fact that I'm like...
It may be liberating.
But it's not just here. It's not just here on the mic. It's her whole life. It's her whole life is full speed.
I'm going to... I told, as I was walking out of the doc's office, I said, Doctor? He goes, I'll see you in a few weeks. And I said, I'm going to do as many water slides and zip lines and everything else on my vacation next week. So then you can do what you have to do. And he goes, sounds good, because they don't let you go swimming or anything for a while. I'm like, I'm going to get as much water up there as I can.
See, okay. That's what I'm talking about. She has no shame whatsoever. She will come out and just say it. Doesn't matter.
Well, that's what they,
she's getting a nose job.
Yep.
They were going
to... She's getting water up her nose.
They were going to do the surgery on February 3rd, and I was like, can I go on water slides on February 23rd? And they were like, nope. I go, okay, we're pushing that surgery back.
I got water sliding to do.
It's
boogie boarding.
It's so interesting to work on an intimate level, which this really is an intimate level. I don't know.
It's the only way to do it in here.
Yeah.
It's the only way. You can't hold stuff back. We're too close.
And as much as you, I mean, look, you don't know everything about everybody, clearly. But, I mean, these guys know what's going on in my life.
Yep.
And we know what's going on in Scotty's life and vice versa. And, yeah, that's how we're a protective unit.
Yeah.
You know, but sometimes it's like I worry about Laura. I mean, I'm being honest with you. I'm talking to you like she wasn't here right now.
Right.
Because I worry that the day's going to come when her, like, I really think her head's going to explode. I don't want that to happen.
There's very little room for error there.
Yeah.
That's the
right.
I'm just like, I'm mad about the stupid things. I'm like, I really can't. I go just sit in my car and go to the school pickup line and pick up my kids. Nope. I'm like, okay. The stupid things like that. Drive to Shaw's and they put the groceries in my trunk. Nope.
Yeah, you can't lift anything, do anything. Well, listen to the doctors.
You're pushing the pedals.
Listen to the doctors.
Not a great idea.
No, can't push the pedals.
Listen to the doctors.
I don't want to get the operation she's getting.
Yeah.
But I'd love to take that 2 months afterwards.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? Just sit around and watch Hogan's Heroes for 2 months.
I already have it scheduled.
Me TV.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Shit. All day.
Back to school. I can go back to the gym April 28th.
She's already got it marked in when she's going back.
I can't.
If you weren't a pussy, you could get there earlier.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
But if you were me... If you were me, you'd be calling the gym going, hey, you're not going to see me for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Put it on freeze.
I met your parents. They're lovely. They're chill.
They're normal.
They're very chill. Mm-hmm. So where did this come from? Do you know? I mean, it's been the way you've been ever since you were born.
I just saw a Facebook meme about it. Firstborn daughters get this crazy, like, no, I don't need a man. I don't need anybody to help me. I'm going to, and it happens
but
too.
But
do
you know,
Caitlin, my daughter is very much that sort of.
It's like a whole meme.
But do you know, it's kind of irritating.
Oh, go screw yourself. I mean, you're the baby of the family, so you need to step up and do stuff.
I think the attention.
Caitlin,
you're the baby and I'm not.
When Caitlin was in school, we went in for a parent-teacher meeting. I know you guys know this. I don't know if I told the story on the air. But they said, you know, she gets really wound up about tests. I'm like, yeah, tell me about it. And they started grilling us. Like, there was three teachers on the other side of the table. Three. Valerie and I on the other side. And they're looking at us. And I'm like, wait a second. You think that we're pressuring her? And they're like, well, you know, parents sometimes. I'm like, oh, no. You got this one backwards. That pressure comes from within. Because I was a B student. And I'm happy with a B.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's she's just intense when it comes to that kind of thing, just like Laura, you know, just like, but to a lesser degree.
It says, I don't need help. I can manage perfectly well on my own. I have this woman carrying like 1,800 things up the stairs and said every firstborn daughter ever. It's
yeah.
Like this thing.
Maybe,
I don't know.
I don't know. Crazy. But anyway.
Well, if you're ever going to get an official diagnosis of it, go to Facebook.
Yeah, why not? That's what the meme says. I'm going with it.
God. It's so...
They did have to ask me some questions today because I could be on some, like, narcotics and stuff. And they're like, okay, we're going to ask you some personal questions. We're going to have to make sure, like, you know, you have no issues. Came to one question. She goes, do you have ADD, OCD, da-da-da? And she's going through the thing. And I go, if it's undiagnosed, but I think it helps me in life, can I might have ADD, but let's not diagnose this. She goes, I'm going to mark it as extremely type A personality. I go, okay, that's good.
Yeah, that's accurate.
She goes, that won't, because, you know, they want to make sure I'm not going to get addicted to painkillers and stuff. So they ask me, I'm like, I might have ADD.
Yeah.
But I'm not diagnosed. So I'm okay.
I don't know what
you're just
sometimes I don't know what to say.
She just answered a question, do you have ADD, with a 6-minute essay. I'm gonna go
I don't know but anyway, so just know that in the future Laura's going to be off for a couple days.
Yeah.
She'll be right back at it two, three days later. She's going to be right back at it 2-3 days. If she, anything more than that, and she's being a pussy.
I have confidence though. If she has to come in by way of computer,
yeah,
that she'll do a better job than our friend Kelly did today.
Yes, she will. I promise you that. And I will still try to send you your weekly updates on what's coming up on The Buzz. Try to send you everything you need to know.
Take as much time as you want.
2 days
just
tops.
Relax.
Yeah, I have her down for.
And do what the doctor.
She'll be back the next day. She'll be sitting in here with an IV.
Yeah.
There'll be a machine beeping.
Oh, she's gonna come in with turtle an IV pole. Oh yeah, turtle pool. Her feet will be in the turtle pool.
I'm gonna have a bag.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
That's all so right. Hot.
It's gross. I'm gonna get out of here with that.
Oh,
all right.
I'm just gonna come in on purpose just to show you my pee bag.
JimmyDunn.com for all his gig information.
Breakfast.
So I'm out. I'm tapping out. Sorry about that, everybody. But just remember, it's free. All right. We'll see you tomorrow. See you, Jimmy.
See you.
Take care.